I'm kind of wasn't even prepared for the net tonight. I just turned on a little bit ago. I'm not prepared there. But I just want to say I had a really good time at the potluck with everybody, and the picture of us turned out really great.
Copy that. Yeah, it was very nice. It was a wonderful day for all of us at the potluck. It was lovely to see you there. Is there anything else you'd like to share, Kristen?
That's all for tonight, and everyone have a good evening.
Copy that. Well, thank you, and same to you. And maybe as a refresher, since you weren't able to participate earlier, you might go over page 2 in the Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook and kind of see where you stand with things. Well, thanks for sharing. We appreciate you participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRZL 684 Lee, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJF 359 Karen. Do you copy? WRZL 684 Lee, this is 359 Karen. Do you copy? This is Marcia, and I'd like to check in for Lee. Copy that. Well, we will allow you to check in for 684 Lee. Thank you, Marcia. Appreciate that. 359, moving to the next radio check. At this time, I'd like to check in for WRUJ 362 Nancy, as well as WRXT 583 Gina. They were unavailable this evening. 359, moving forward. Good job, ladies. We've completed our Patriot Ladies Radio Check roster. If you missed your radio check or would like to join our roster, please begin now with your call sign and first name and general location, and we'll include you on the weekly roster going forward. Great. Nothing heard. So I'd like to announce WRNB624 Steve would like to invite everyone interested to check out the live music at the dance club from 1 to 4 every Friday at the Fairground Square Dance Building. On Mondays, they have live dance lessons from 11:30 to 1, ballroom dance lessons from 1 to 2, and live music open dance from 2 to 3:30. All are welcome. Great. If there are no more ladies out there that would like to join in at this time, thank all of you Patriot Ladies for participating. We appreciate knowing that there are more of us out there that are willing to step up, even if it's out of our normal comfort level. We will make mistakes, but we are getting better as we practice. Radio independence is becoming a reality. Patriot Ladies radio check completed. 359 Karen returning frequency back to normal traffic. 359 Karen monitoring.
WRZL 684 radio check.
WRZL 684 Lee, there you are. Marcia checked in for you because we called but didn't get through.
I copy. I was trying to get through, and the second time I was trying to get through, I heard her check in.
Copy that.
Sure,
well, we appreciate your trying to check in. Anyway, the topic is why we plan for an emergency. It was page 2 of the Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook, and some of us are discovering that we maybe need a little bit more planning going on. And Sylvia was wondering how to process green tomatoes. We talked about fried green tomatoes, and several ladies talked about putting them in a paper bag so they would ripen. Is there anything else you'd like to offer me?
Oh, yes, thank you for letting me do that. I used to have a big garden every year. I can't do it where I'm at. And I had a lot of green tomatoes. And I wrapped them in newspaper and put them in a bag. And then I put them in a cool place. And then I kept a check on them because they ripen throughout the winter that way, and it works really well. Break. About the disaster preparedness. I don't have my truck fixed, so I can't set it up, but I will be setting it up. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to put like 2 cups of food in there and that sort of thing. And the most important thing is I think that we need to have the elements that we need, like for the ability to have fire. And I've got a little tiny stove that I can do that with, and my great-grandson and I cut up some wood and that I can use. So things like that are important. I've got one of those water straws that purifies the water. I can't even talk tonight. Purifies the water and things like that. I took a class in disaster preparedness with Jackson County a few years back. I don't think I have all the information on that, but if I get over being so tongue-tied, I probably have more information. That's it for now. WRZL 684.
Copy that. Well, for being tongue-tied, you gave us a lot of information. Well, thank you very much for that, Lee. I think next time we're going to talk about earthquake preparedness too, as well. So maybe think on that topic. Well, thank you so much for participating. I'm sorry that you weren't part of the main thing with radio issues or whatever, but thank you for sharing, and we appreciate you. 359, still monitoring.